With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Today, we accept Austin Osman Harris into this House of Parliament to lie in state. A rare and solemn tribute reserved for those whose service to our country has been exceptional and enduring. In this chamber,
Speaker of the House of Parliament, the Honorable Ezard Miller, this morning addressing family, friends, and colleagues of former MP Austin Harris, who passed away at the age of 53 after a short illness.
Mr. Austin Harris helped shape our laws and our national conversation, dedication, and conviction. While always carrying the voices and concerns of the people of his constituency, Prospect. We pause now as a grateful nation, unified in respect for his life and his service to the people of the Cayman Islands.
Funeral services for Mr. Harris are on Sunday at the Church of God Chapel on Walker's Road at 3 p.m. Books of condolence are open to members of the public at the Government Administration Building and the House of Parliament during normal office hours until the close of business on Monday, the 23rd of February. In other news, Meals on Wheels Cayman Islands says its 2026 Change for Change drive has surpassed all previous years, thanks to strong public support and a surprise matching donation. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Meals on Wheels is celebrating a record-setting Change for Change campaign after a weekend of giving across Grand Cayman. On January 30th and 31st, more than 350 volunteers, from young children to older adults, stood at storefronts, markets, workplaces, and banks, collecting spare change for the charity. The effort received an unexpected boost when an anonymous donor came forward on the first day and promised to match every coin dropped into collection tins, significantly increasing the final amount raised. All of the money will go toward providing free daily hot meals to approximately 350 disabled, homebound, and infirm seniors in each of Grand Cayman's districts. The program not only delivers food, but also regular social contact for some of our island's most vulnerable older residents. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. The Cayman National Cultural Foundation is unveiling a refreshing visual identity, highlighted by a brand new logo that reflects the vibrancy and diversity of Caymanian arts and culture. Developed in partnership with the Cayman Island Government's Department of Communications, the new mark honors CNCF's history while signaling its forward momentum and renewed energy. The logo will begin appearing across CNCF's social media and at upcoming events. CNCF says it will share more in the coming weeks about the story and symbolism behind the brand, and it is thanking the community for continuing to champion the arts and growing alongside the foundation. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our news broadcast.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The US Supreme Court has dealt a severe blow to President Trump's global tariff policy by ruling that he exceeded his powers by invoking a law meant for use in national emergencies. It's estimated that the import taxes boosted Treasury coffers by at least $175 billion. The European Union says it's carefully analysing the Supreme Court ruling and is in close contact with Washington for clarity on what steps it now intends to take. Europe's leading defence powers have agreed to work together in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Defence ministers of the E5 nations, meeting in Krakow, said they were investing in the next generation of air defence systems. The US economy continued to grow in 2025, but the 2.2% figure reported on Friday is less than that recorded in the final year of the Biden presidency. That was in part due to weak fourth quarter figures. Spain will ask the European Union to lift sanctions against Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez. The move comes after Ms. Rodriguez signed an amnesty law to free hundreds of political prisoners. Iran has said it will be ready to submit its plan for a possible nuclear agreement to the United States in the next 2 or 3 days. President Trump has threatened to attack Iran again if enrichment continues. Human rights activists say a rare prison riot in Cuba has left at least 7 inmates dead. The riot started after a prisoner was found hanged in his cell after being beaten by guards. And at the Winter Olympics in Italy, Wang Xindi from China has taken gold in the freestyle skiing men's aerials 2 days after his wife, Xu Mengtao, became Olympic champion in the same event for women. She was the defending champion. That's the latest from BBC News.